Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from the KOUG studios, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. If you dare, you can go ahead and call us at 360-546-9500. Let's jump right in, shall we? Last night, we saw the premiere of Interstellar by Christopher Nolan.
Starring Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, and Jessica Chastain.
And right in the middle of it, holy crap, Matt Damon.
Yes.
Out of freaking nowhere. This movie officially cements Christopher Nolan as cinema Christ. Praise him, for he shall make gold for eternity. Give him all your money, just like you would the Catholic Church. Go see it. Tickets are limited. The paper will run out to print the tickets. You'll have to order them online. It's a big deal. But what is this movie? Is it a new phenomenon?
Could
definitely be. If you thought you never wanted to see Matthew McConaughey in space,
Think again.
Yes, because you really do.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic.
Like, you have to see Matthew in space.
Yeah.
Because, holy crap. That's like it.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to play the tune.
No, definitely. I was letting that play out.
Man!
No, that was good. And then it's a movie that actually does use your intellect, and you have to actually think about it and have some basic understanding of relativistic physics.
It bends you.
Yeah, it really does. The whole concept of time and gravity.
Like, do some precursory Googling of everything that Einstein came up with.
Yeah.
And basic time travel theories.
Relativity.
And time dilation, blah, blah, blah. You got to get into this stuff.
You know, upper dimensional analysis stuff.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Without getting into the spoilers, just...
No, but there's a lot of mind-bending stuff.
Yeah, but his name is now Christopher Cinema Christ Nolan. he is a god.
Yeah, he's...
In the film world.
And it was even better. I don't know how much the trailers gave away, because I still haven't watched any trailers. But
I would have thought that you would have watched it and then gone home and been like, okay, what have I been holding back on?
No, I probably will sometime over the weekend. I'll rewatch the trailers that I avoided watching.
You should.
Yeah, I didn't watch any trailers before that. I stayed true to that, and I succeeded.
I will tell you what, the trailers didn't reveal anything.
Which is great, which I figured probably was the case, because Nolan doesn't exactly give away a ton in his trailers.
No, I mean, you got an inkling of Inception, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the idea.
A little bit, and a little bit of Batman, obviously.
Well, you have to for Batman, because people can't... Like, well, they know what the general idea of Batman is to begin
with. Yeah, exactly.
So
it's not some sort of secretive project.
You can't exactly wander into that for no context whatsoever. Like, what the Batman? Like, then people just want you to leave.
Yeah.
Because you're going to end up being the guy in the theater going, why is he wearing a mask? And then they'll kick you out for sheer ignorance alone.
Yeah. No, but my sister before, because she asked what we were going to go see, Teresa and I was like, we're going to go see Interstellar. She's like, oh. That looks weird.
It looks weird.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't have any idea what it's about. I'm like, you're not supposed to. Christopher Nolan directed it. He doesn't give away things in the trailer.
Like, how would... Is she not a McConaughey fan?
I don't think
because
so.
Because everybody should be by now.
Yeah.
Before
lately.
Before True Detective, he was like... he was the one guy that everybody knows from... I can't even think of the movie anymore because like this has supplanted the previous personality that he had in that
the
one.
The new McConaughey has replaced the old.
Yeah, maybe I should. But, well, if I could spell McConaughey.
Yeah.
It's so hard to do.
But Yeah, no, he was almost a stereotype of himself. He would have his button-up shirts, like the top three buttons undone, mm-hmm. you know, with a loose-fitting blazer over it, usually some sort of light cream color, his long flowy hair.
He did not play it...
tan.
Oh, it was Dazed and Confused.
Oh.
Have you seen
no.
that? Okay, but that's where the whole thing... There was the second thing he was ever in, first movie he was ever in, and he's the guy who does his, all right, which we discovered... watching the previews before Interstellar, that anybody can do a Matthew McConaughey voice if you just don't exhale while you talk.
And slur your words a little bit.
It's pretty easy to do.
It's pretty great.
You never quite close your mouth all the way. It just hangs open a little bit.
You just gotta act like you're thinking about something.
Really profound, you know, and you can't you can't quite explain it because it's a little bit beyond your scope of understanding. I don't know what I devolved into.
I don't either.
Give us your best Matthew McConaughey impression at 360.
Stole my thunder. I was waiting for you to
finish.
You do it. No, if you want to call us and give us your Matthew McConaughey's impersonations, you can call us at 360-546-9500.
That's right. Speaking of self-plugs, we had a DJ meetup a few weeks ago.
Right.
And during this meetup, people who wanted to could come into the studio and record a promo that would be played occasionally throughout the broadcasts here on KOUG. And I hold in my hand a copy of said promo. Shall we just jump right in?
Sure.
Have you ever wanted to know about the history of pole dancing or wanted to learn how to make a NyQuil snow cone to take a break from your kids? Well, now you can hear all that and more on TGIF Radio, with over 150 episodes on TGIFradio.com and broadcasting live 2 to 3 p.m. every Friday on KOUGradio.com, the only station that matters. And of course, I'm not happy with it because I'm never satisfied with any of the work that I do. But
no,
it's...
you tried really hard to make your voice low for that, didn't you?
I wanted to not sound like me. Like, maybe I should have, like, there were a couple things I could have done. I could have done what I did there, or I could have gotten someone else in on it and been like, what's this show you listen to? Oh, it's this thing where these two guys talk about whatever. That sounds kind of dumb. Trust me, just come on. You give them that, or I do an impersonation and pretend I'm endorsing the show as that celebrity.
Who would you have endorsing us?
I don't know. Probably, it'd be either Arnold, it'd probably be Arnold, W, or, what other, I can't, I don't.
Impersonations do we do a lot of?
Or, Zoidberg, probably. Although, like, Zoidberg's, not exactly unintelligible, is he?
No.
No?
Well, I'm trying to think of other impersonations. There's the,
I think I could get the point across. People are paying attention to me.
Yeah.
You haven't even seen Futurama.
Nope, I have not.
That's probably the one that I'm most proud of.
You've worked hard on it.
Huh? Well, no. Like, I'm proud of it because I had to do no work in order for it to be a moderately successful voice. That's what I like about it.
The Arnold one would probably be a good promo voice, but, you know, eventually you just can't hold it for very long, and you'd evolve into Terminator and Predator references, and it doesn't really hold up, you know?
And then, what was the third one that I decided? W?
Yeah, a little bit W.
Well, I don't know much about these Inertron things, but I hear that if you listen to this show, you're going to laugh so hard, your pants are going to fall off, and then you're going to have to just walk around in your underwear for the rest of the day. I know that's what I did when I first heard it. That's my endorsement. Hey, Dick, do I have to... Am I done? Can I finish recording this? That's probably how it would end. I don't know. The voices from up from a hat is the segment that I don't have music for because walked...
Plus, Whose Line Is It Anyway doesn't really have a ton of music, so...
No, but they do song improv.
Yeah, which is pretty great.
It's great, but oh my god, I could never do it.
No.
Like,
no.
I'm fine with making up dialogue on the fly, but rhyming?
Yeah, and then doing it to a beat and to a tune.
Oh my god.
Just out of the blue.
It's so impressive to me.
I mean, you can always tell... I'm drawing blank on his name. The one guy who always does it, and then they always have...
Colin?
No, Colin doesn't always do it.
Wayne?
Yeah, Wayne. Wayne Brady. He's actually pretty good at it.
Oh, man, he's like the star.
Yeah.
Somebody figured...
They always have him and just randomly pick somebody else to do it with him.
Yep, there's one guy that is on the show sometimes, but not all the time. He's usually wearing a suit. His name's Jeff Davis. He's mm-hmm. on that podcast, Harmontown, that I told you about.
Yeah.
Also a genius in his own right. I forgot where I was going with that exactly. I had a point.
Busting Rhymes.
It's good. No.
Oh.
But he rap. He does not rap, though. The other guy on that show does rap.
Oh.
Yeah. In between him, like, standing on stage and yelling, "Do you understand what it's like to be a genius?" That's a common theme.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you just sit at home and wonder why nobody understands your genius? Like, don't you think, like, you should just get your big break and then everybody will get it, but it
Not
won't.
Not specifically that. Sometimes I just wonder why people are such idiots. But same concept.
But I think that's a pretty common thing to yeah. wonder.
It's true.
Yeah, but I have nothing again.
Yeah, we already used up our...
We've exhausted our supply of entertainment.
Of predisposed ideas.
Yeah, I lost the... Where did I put it? I lost the 2001 music. Do you want to do another Interstellar commercial?
No, we can wait until later to plug it again.
No. You don't. We are not getting paid to do... Wait. We promise we are not getting paid to do this. But we feel we need to remind you how awesome Interstellar is.
Yeah, you'll really like it.
You're not doing an announcer voice.
No.
That's kind of a central theme of commercials.
Go see it now.
That's all you have to... I'm really carrying the weight of this improv.
You don't need to say anything else.
Sure I do.
Okay, I meant for that movie. You don't need any more explanation.
IGN rates it 10 out of 10. Stoners around the world rate it 420 out of 420. I personally rate it, yes.
I'm 2 stars, well, actually out of 2, but 5 stars out of 5. Whatever your scale is, it's maxed out.
Some people
operate...
I was
doing 2 thumbs up and then 5 stars at the same time, so it got blended together there.
No, it'd be... Okay, so now I imagine it as it's stars, but each of the points are thumbs, and there's... There's
so
2 of those.
10 thumbs
ten
up.
10 thumbs, 2 stars, out of, and then 5 pairs of those. So there's actually 10 stars.
Yeah, and or 50 thumbs.
Yeah, a buttload of thumbs.
But yeah, no, it is still fantastic. I'm
yes.
you know, still constantly thinking. I'll probably go see it again before it's out of theaters.
It's blowing my mind still, and I'm not even like I'm not in the theater right now.
No,
like,
definitely.
It's still super.
Yeah, it's really engaging. It's probably one of the more engaging movies I've seen in a while.
Yeah, I forgot that Matt Damon was going to be in it.
I thought he was a really, really minor role, which to a certain extent he kind of.
Yeah,
he wasn't in it a long time, but his character was kind of major.
Yeah, this segment is called We Talk About the Movie Without Actually Talking About the Movie.
Well, Matt Damon, his character in it, yeah, I did not see, I saw some of the stuff he did, his actions coming,
mm-hmm.
But I didn't really...
You didn't realize that immediately, though.
No.
Like, it kind of... Didn't you say that you felt like, oh, as soon as you saw him, something seems a little off here.
No, as soon as he started really talking, something seemed a little off.
Yeah?
And then, you know, talking
no,
about...
No, I never got that vibe. It took me a
then
while
talking
to...
talking about the machine and all that kind of stuff was like, something's hinky about that.
Yeah, but no, the spaceship that they had in it, too.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was cool, and it makes like, perfect sense.
Yeah, and I think McConaughey has, like, pilot face.
Yeah.
You know, like, because, I mean, duh, you tell if you've seen the trailers, you haven't,
no.
So, oh, trailer spoilers for true.
I said I wasn't going to watch any.
Ever. You will never watch the Interstellar trailers. It's a pure experience
yeah.
from here on out. Don't do that to
no.
yourself, because now you're free. You're free from the shackles of avoiding spoilers.
Yeah, exactly.
How great is that?
It's pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, I always love that
I don't
feeling.
Have to tiptoe around the internet.
Yeah, because I hate being the guy that when somebody starts talking about a thing that's awesome and I haven't seen it yet, I hate
or
being
not
the guy...
current on it.
Yeah, I hate going, spoilers, don't tell me anything, because it's not only bumming me out because I haven't seen it yet, but it's bumming them out because they don't get to talk about it.
Right.
And they also judge me because they're like, why haven't you watched it yet? You chud, come on. What's the...
Yeah.
Fix your life. Thank you.
Yeah. But no, I honestly thought probably one of the coolest concepts of Interstellar was the whole time dilation thing, about just that idea that,
oh yeah,
you know, you could theoretically be in one place for, you know, 2 hours.
Yep.
And then when you get off it and get back somewhere else, you know, 23 years has passed.
Relativity was applied spectacularly. Oh,
yeah. It was great.
Loved it. There was...
And it was a very pretty movie on top of it.
And so much, like, real space phenomena,
I know, it's
happening.
It was such a science-heavy film, yet still spectacular to watch.
Like, it just shows that Nolan is as much... Cinema Christ. Is as much of a nerd as the rest of us.
Oh, yeah, and he spent a lot of money on scientists to help him out.
I wasn't paying attention. It just went
That's
to the
all right. He had a lot of scientists help pay for... he paid a lot of scientists to help come help.
Did he get Neil Smoke DeGrasse Tyson on board?
I don't think so. Actually, no? That would have been an interesting one.
He should have been, like, the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he had... like Kip Thorne, who's like a super renowned theoretical physicist.
Dang it. That sounds super familiar, but I can't actually think of who that dude
is.
Yeah,
I don't know. I know he's a more recent astrophysicist or theoretical physicist or something like that.
Okay. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for Christopher Nolan for getting all the money, because that's what's going to happen now.
Oh, yeah.
All of the dollars will go into his pocket, and then he chooses which businesses to bail out next. Like, he becomes our national reserve now.
Yeah.
And that ends our about 20-minute-long commercial for Interstellar. Unless we bring it up again.
Yeah, which is possible.
Because I still have the music here.
Yeah.
And... I just like playing the music. Or maybe I can find something else to use this music for. I have no idea.
Ooh, actually, article I just read today.
Is it about space?
No.
Okay,
switching
fine.
Gears.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's actually bringing back another topic we've talked about earlier about clickbaiting.
Oh, yay.
I don't know if you saw this article, but the guy who's like the editor-in-chief of BuzzFeed was quoted
AKA
as...
AKA Satan! Hello! I don't know why Satan's like
he
that.
He actually was quoted as saying, he said this in an interview, that BuzzFeed does not do clickbait. Yeah. Yeah. And that he said that people just don't understand what that term means, and so they're just throwing it out on everything.
No, what do you mean we don't? We invented the term.
Exactly.
He doesn't understand what it means because he hadn't read it until the day before he made that press statement, which, can you even call it a press statement if it's on BuzzFeed? It's more just like a
No, it wasn't on BuzzFeed. It wasn't BuzzFeed saying 9 things we don't do, and then clickbaiting was number one.
Oh my god, then like the circle of mediocrity would have been complete, the internet would have collapsed on itself, and we would have nothing right now.
It would have been kind of worth it, though, just for a 24-hour period.
Oh, you think it would have been gone for 24 hours?
I think people would have gotten on board pretty quickly and getting it back up.
I think internet implosion is a very serious issue. This isn't funny.
Well, that's true. I mean, when sometimes Reddit will break an entire website just because of the mass amount of traffic that goes there, and that takes, what, hours, days to fix?
And, well, I mean, it's not like they're actually breaking the website.
Well, yeah.
What's happening?
They're overloading.
Do you mind if I get slightly technical here?
Can I stop you?
No.
I didn't think so.
Because this is my show! what they're doing is there's just so many people going to the website at once. It's not actually breaking
it's
the servers.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah. There's just so many connections happening that no one else can get to it.
Right.
And they can't share it properly. Mm-hmm. So that's the end of that. Mm-hmm. Boy, that did not get technical at all. Like, you have no idea how much I held back.
That's okay.
But who is the president of BuzzFeed?
I forget his
or
name.
Or overlord of this hazy part of the internet?
I don't know. I don't know his name. I ignored it. But actually, because the article also quoted something Jon Stewart was saying during something on The Daily Show, I think.
This made it on The Daily Show?
No. I think he might have – probably the guy was watching The Daily Show and saw the comment and was like, oh, I got to respond to this.
So The Daily Show mentioned clickbait.
Yeah, clickbaiting.
And BuzzFeed in the same sentence or something.
Possibly. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing. But basically, it summarized saying Jon Stewart was saying, you know, look around on the internet, it's a lot like going to an old carnival now, where it's, you know, the callers are going, step right up and see the bearded lady, step right up and see the three-legged man. You go in there, it's a dude with a crutch and a woman with, you know, hair shavings glued to her face.
It's the perfect metaphor. John Stewart's like king of those, really. Yeah. But I just looked up the name of the editor-in-chief of BuzzFeed. His name is Ben Smith. And before you say anything, I just want to say that this sounds like a name that an alien would pick if he came to Earth and wanted to disguise
just
himself.
Some common names.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't pick Ford Prefect, so, I mean, we would have recognized that immediately.
Yeah.
But come on, dude. We found your ruse. It's over. We've discovered your true form.
You're saying clickbaiting is an alien attempt to enslave our minds or something?
Yes, I'm saying that this man can go ahead and unzip his skin suit now because we've discovered your sham. I am immune to such brainwaves that he is putting forth, so go ahead, expose yourself so that I might throw old computers at your noggin, dick.
And then hope they don't break because you like actually using them still.
No, old computers.
Oh.
I have, like, I still have that really huge one in my room that's, like...
By old, you mean how old?
It could drive in 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because you're not going to be throwing, like, Apple IIs at his head or something.
Well, if they're broken already.
That's
true.
I mean,
don't throw a working Apple II at somebody.
No. How many of those are there left, quite honestly?
More than you'd probably think.
Hmm.
There's collectors out there. There's one here on campus.
Hmm.
Well,
you were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's actually, I forgot to look at the tag. I was there for the free food. But it's either an Apple II or an Apple IIe. I don't remember. I don't know my Apple history. It has DOS on it. It's weird. That's the end of that. I don't know. Ben Steele, you suck.
Ben Smith.
I know I accidentally called out somebody in one of my classes.
Oh.
Who's actually a cool dude.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to do Ben, go ahead and call me. I'm going to apologize to you at 360-546-9500. That was my bad.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I want to talk about the situation and whatever. I'm doing it anyway. Do I have limits? No. Well, not that I know of so far. We probably have like three boundaries left that we haven't. We have three walls that we haven't knocked down. So let's go ahead and find those. So there was I don't remember what this was. It was some sort of event that was happening in a room in the building across the way somewhere where I'm pointing. And in this room, they have a whole bunch of old computer hardware, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. It's all old Apple stuff, which like whatever the Apple, but it's still parts of history, and they work. They have things on them that you can play with, so that's the cool part.
Yeah.
The dumb thing was that there was a party happening in there. I don't remember what it was for. All I know is that there was free food. But why would you have food in a room full of historical computer equipment? And not only that, there was a group of people building a brand new computer in the corner. And what sucked, it gets even worse because all the food that was there was like was cracker based. So
crumbs were abound.
Crumbs were a very significant threat to this hardware.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure the crumb content of those keyboards probably increased by 10.
Yeah, because college students and eating crackers aren't exactly the cleanest.
No, I mean, anybody eating crackers, like, crackers are designed, it's like chemical, they could be used for chemical warfare. All you have to do...
Just grind them into a fine dust and spray them into the atmosphere?
Yep. That's it. Like, and like, if you pair those up with Nature Valley bars, the world is over. Like, that's it. Humanity's finished. If you throw a Nature Valley bar into the atmosphere and just open the wrapper, it will coat our stratosphere. The sun will be blocked with crumbs and honey. No one will survive. It'll be horrible. Which, that should just be the tagline for Nature Valley bars, is just crumbs everywhere. That's what that is. So, it was just not a good room to have a party like that in. I'm not sure who thought of it.
Yeah.
But I have some suggestions for the next party.
Don't.
Don't. The one word suggestion, always the best ones.
Yeah, simplest answer is usually the correct one.
Yep, but No, it would probably be they would be short suggestions. Yeah, like move to another room,
find different food,
bring booze.
I'm not sure that that would be the best suggestion.
It's a college campus. Who gives a fudge? It should be.
We're not Pullman.
We are not, but we can try to be.
Yeah,
we're Pullman's younger brother. Mm-hmm. So you look up to them. And you aspire.
See, you're slightly more responsible.
Yeah. Like, you've never really experienced a full fledged party before, but you have an idea of what one is supposed to be and some of the rudimentary ingredients that you're supposed to bring to one. So you do the best you can. Yeah. You gather everything that you know should be the perfect elements for a party. You get an inflatable palm tree, the kiddie pool, the beer, the table, but you forget the cups for the beer pong, but that's okay because you can just play table tennis and drink shots every time you lose or win. It doesn't matter.
Ooh, beer pong with shot glasses.
That's like God mode, right? like
well, yeah, after how many cups do you do? 12 each? 9, 12, something like that.
Your standard pyramid formation, probably 12.
Yeah.
I don't.
So 12 shots, that's a lot.
That's death. That is, that it's the triangle of doom. Yeah. Like, it's in the shape of a pyramid, which is fitting because pharaohs would bury their servants with them when they were constructed. So
yeah.
You're gonna die as you deconstruct it. It doesn't quite work as a metaphor, but believe me, death is involved. That's where I saw the connection, and that's where we ended.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, so... But yeah, that would be a lot more difficult.
What?
Oh, beer pong with shot glasses.
Oh, yeah, you have to be Hawkeye to win that. Like, beer pong by itself is just insurmountably difficult because it's such a tiny target with such a in proportion with the missile that you're trying to get into it.
Right.
So much can go wrong. It sucks.
Yeah. Little disclaimer, I've never actually played beer pong, so.
Well, fix that, okay?
Okay.
Sometime.
Yeah.
I don't know when. Would you have a day off on the weekend?
I have no idea. Probably not.
Okay. I'm not implying anything.
St. Andrew's gone.
Okay, he sent us a picture of his car parked inside of a tree.
Yeah.
I think I've been to that tree before. Is he in California?
Yeah, he's heading down to San Diego again.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna be there till February.
Shoot, man. Why not come back for Christmas?
I don't know. Jared will be back for Christmas.
Yay!
At least that's the rumor. If Jared, if you're listening, call us and confirm at 360-546-9500.
Yeah. We need to figure out the days that he's here, though, because I need to know when to actually get his present off of Amazon at last minute.
Oh,
because
if he has to leave on the 24th, then you don't want to order it on the 20th.
Definitely not. And there's of like a 30% chance that it might just be a gigantic gummy bear again.
Which, I'm sure he'd be fine with that.
Was it last year?
It was last year.
It was last year I gave Jared like a...
It was like a 2-pound.
It was huge.
Yeah.
I think it came out to like 300 calories. it had a warning on it.
Is that
for
2 feet long?
It was massive. Like, you had to get a butter knife to chop pieces off of it.
Doing like brain surgery, just cutting off the top of the head.
Oh, yeah. See, this is how you practice. You don't have to get a pig fetus to get your biology degree, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to learn the anatomy of gummy creatures, which I assure you are going extinct and need to be saved, get yourself a 2-pound gummy bear, lay that thing out on your cutting board, and just hack away. You can find all those organs in a jiffy because they're see-through.
Or you could practice being a stereo killer, one of the two.
Oh, did you say stereo killer?
Serial killer.
Maybe. You could do that.
Yeah.
But I think you need a bit more of a lifelike model for that.
Hmm.
Like, it's... I know you're supposed to... So as I understand the serial killer mentality evolves, you're supposed to start out with the smaller animals, and then you work up with the bigger things, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a gummy bear. It's sure, it's an innocent creature, but I don't think they don't do anything in their lives at all really. The life of the gummy creature is a simple one, because all they really do is they just kind of, they grow on the tree, and that's
it. Thinking Willy Wonka style gummy stuff.
Like, that is the gummy creature sanctuary.
Yeah.
The Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. No specimen has ever been smuggled out of said factory.
So they all come willingly, is what you're saying?
Well, they're confined. Okay. Like, there was a time where there was a gummy creature, there was a population of gummy creatures. You did have to pass through at least 2 wormholes to get there. But it did exist. Mm-hmm. It was a different galaxy, sure, but it was an entire planet coated of gummy creatures. And then something called rain happened. Imagine that. That screwed up the entire planet for everybody. So Wonka's all like, man, I gotta save these gummy bears. But that's not actually what he was saying. He was thinking,
and you'll be
in a world of pure imagination.
And they all bought the gig and came with him, and he's like, and then.
But in his head, he's like, money! And yeah. So he got about a very small cluster of gummy bears. He just uprooted one tree and took it with him, and now they grow in his factory for the rest of time. And all the ones that you see now, they are dead. Once they're picked from the tree, that is when they die.
Right.
Because the tree acts as like the group brainstem. For the gummy
hive mind.
It's a mini Borg hive mind, kind of. All the gummy bears' brains are working in conjunction of each other, so it's really just like a gummy powered computer. It's a computer that runs on sugar and dreams. And
college students.
Yes. Well, there's a few more ingredients that get tossed into the college student
pessimism.
Also,
serious pessimism definitely gets thrown in.
Yeah, you have to mix in emotions, which is always a volatile mix when you're coming up with an organic computer.
Yeah.
But and the other interesting thing about the college student computer is they don't need physical connections necessarily in order for their brain power to work. All you need is just one guy raising a glass and saying something. That message is assimilated to all other beings in the vicinity, and then there you go. The message has been spread, and before you know it, all the windows are broken on the dean's office, and there's a donkey inside.
Yeah. I thought it was a horse.
I've only seen Animal House once.
I've seen part of it, but I remember that scene.
It was a horse?
Yeah.
And it died, right?
Yeah. It had a heart attack and died.
I do remember. It was a horse.
Yeah, they shot like the starter pistol and had a heart attack and died in the office.
Yeah, which I mean,
and then it shows later like they're like moving out like half of the horse, like they had to chop it up to get it out.
Oh God, that's really morbid.
If I remember correctly, I only saw part of it on TV once. Animal House horse or something like that.
Well, I'm gonna get a bit more specific.
Okay,
did they chop up the horse in Animal House?
That or I'm completely hallucinating and forgetting wrong.
Well, I mean, you've seen part of it, so yeah. I'm slightly more qualified, but also not, because for seeing it once, I mean, I think watching a movie at least twice, that's when I get most of the information retained.
Yeah. The first time you see it, you get the plot and, you know, the generalistic everything, and then the second time you catch all the detail work.
The 10th time is when I get annoying, and people don't really care about my in-depth analysis about the life of the gummy bear colony anymore, which I don't even know why I went on that.
That was an awfully weird tangent, but it's okay. That's why we're here.
We're here to, I mean, you wanted to learn this, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't this what you came here for? You heard our promo. This is all we do.
Yeah.
I think that means we decided that last episode that we're basically a Reddit comment section.
Pretty much.
But I think I just did something that made us move beyond that, and now I don't know what.
I think that would have been under a subreddit writing prompts.
Oh,
there you go.
I don't have enough time to read.
No, I don't either. But I accidentally clicked on one time, and then I read like two comments. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Anyways, moving on.
Well, I mean. things like that make me wonder. Like, if I can go on an 8-minute tirade about the mythical
gummy bear land,
the mythical gummy bear land, and their like physiology and everything that doesn't exist, I pulled that all out of my ass.
Yeah.
So, like, if I can do that. Who's to say that the stage show isn't a bad idea? I am harping on
you're
this.
You're using everything to justify doing that.
Because it's a great idea. Why don't you... You don't want to do it because you have crippling stage fright.
No, not really.
Okay, then what's your issue?
Time.
Time?
Yeah, finding time to make everything work, plus... I don't know how much... I'm not going to pay money to do that and have people throw beers at our face.
Why do you think kidding. People...
I don't know.
People would... It's like the whole idea of Harmontown. they get drunk and talk on a stage for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And for the last, like, 20, 30 minutes of it, they play Dungeons & Dragons.
We're not going that nerdy. Just throwing that out there.
But I would like to play Dungeons & Dragons sometime. Not necessarily on here,
okay.
But I just want a platform for me, yet another platform for me to goof around on.
And to live the life of your idols, or...
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, my character in D&D would, like, automatically be a cross between Indiana Jones and Han Solo. Like, because that's easy because you're just combining two different personalities with the same face.
There you go.
So it's really easy to come up with an avatar for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd probably be a rogue then, definitely.
Yeah, something to that extent.
Because that makes me human. Or a wizard, because, I mean, why not?
Jedi. That'd be more Jedi, but...
Yeah. Well, then I'd just be, like, Ewan McGregor or something. I don't know. Because he's a cool dude.
He is cool.
He's cool, and, like, I know it sucks that you had to be in the prequels, man, but...
But he did play the part of young Alec Guinness good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, whoa! Speaking of Star Wars, there's a title.
Oh.
For Episode 7.
It?
Yeah.
What is it?
Episode 7. The Force Awakens.
Really? That's actually been confirmed?
Yes.
Oh, because that...
JJ
like
tweeted that.
It seems like I've heard that thrown around for quite a while as a theoretical title.
Yeah? People were speculating about it?
Yeah, like fan theories kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah, I think... I know I've read that somewhere before.
Huh. That's... Okay. And then of course, it's going to be followed by... Episode 8, the Force wants to sleep in for 5 more minutes.
The Force
I just
takes
can't
a
handle
nap.
This.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what episode 9 would be. Like, if we're gonna do the Force gets up for real this time. I don't. Yeah. The Force hits snooze 3 times, begrudgingly gets up and hits his head on his nightstand.
The Force drinks coffee. I don't know.
Because it's getting knocked into 12th gear. I don't know. Like, if the Force drinks coffee, do you move beyond Force lightning and you get, like, Force tornadoes?
Could be.
That would be. Like, were there...
I don't see why they theoretically couldn't do a Force tornado. Because it's the same thing as pushing something or picking something up, just spinning it in a circle.
Yeah. Yeah, they like to... but they're more about... manipulating like
physical
solid stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, air is kind of a tricky thing to wrap your
mm-hmm.
force brain around.
Yeah,
force hand. I don't know.
Whatever you want to say.
Force your hand to do the thing with the force that makes that would be really cool, though.
That would be kind of cool.
And but
have they released any sort of plot details with the title, or just the title?
Nothing? No,
they'll probably won't release anything until probably. Middle of next year.
No, I yeah, not even a trailer, man. There is a...
Ooh, I just thought of an interesting idea where they would drop the trailer.
Where?
Avengers 2.
Oh!
Wouldn't that be a perfect chance to drop it?
Yeah! Oh, man. Perfect way to rope everyone in.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
because odds are the people who are going to see that are probably going to see the new Star Wars.
Like, those are... That's not even a Venn diagram of people who will watch Star Wars.
That just is a giant circle around every other movie genre.
That's a circle around everyone, because everyone is going to want to watch those.
Yeah.
Which, wouldn't it be cool if they put the trailer in front of Avengers 2, but didn't tell anyone.
Oh, like they don't release it?
Like, it was total lockdown. You're in Avengers 2, and then...
It's like the last trailer.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you hear... Da, 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 and everybody's like, what? What? Whoa!
Yeah.
That's what... Because that's what
I... Or, you know, just a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
It just fades... Oh, my God.
And then fades to black, and then it, you know, goes into it, the trailer.
The bet...
Can you imagine just holding down the screen how much people would freak out?
It would be so great. I want that now. Like, can I? I need the that reality now.
We need to send JJ a letter as to how to edit the first trailer.
Yeah, I mean, we're editors of Hollywood. We're here to tell you exactly how this works.
Yeah, I mean, we need to see early copies of the film in order to say what needs parts need to be in the trailer.
Oh yes, of
so
course. I mean,
you kind of need to send us a copy. But
because we need to edit this personally, we're not only the editors of Hollywood, but we're also the editors of your trailers.
Yeah, well, we'll let you edit, do a rough cut of the movie. I mean, we'll still have
sure.
A say.
We'll let you try it out.
Yeah, we'll see how it works, and if we like it, we'll come up with trailer ideas for you.
Sounds great. So. I all in favor, say yay.
Yay.
All right, we win. Send us all the raw footage of Star Wars 7. And
have they actually even started filming yet?
Oh, yeah, they filmed. Okay. Yeah, because...
that's right, Han Solo
broke his leg or something. Was his leg or his ankle?
Something in that lower extremity area.
Yeah, it was a bummer, whatever it was.
I love how what most people took away from it is that there's full-size Millennium Falcon set.
Oh, yeah, no, that was like the best thing
that
came out of it.
That was the takeaway.
Yeah, but
Harrison Ford is like, he has healthcare, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a Millennium Falcon.
I almost, like, directly called Harrison Ford Han Solo.
Yeah.
But, like, what I want to, like, I just liked imagining in my head is, like, it's him running on the walkway of the Millennium Falcon, you know? And he's just walking out. He's doing his thing, strolling along it, and then all of a sudden, da! Oh, my God! What the... Dude! Get me up! Chewie, get me up! I fell off of the walkway! This is not dignified for... I can't believe they're still shooting this! This is you... Chewie! Get me out of this ditch! Come on, you big fuzzball! I don't know.
Yeah.
I just decided that that was gonna be a...
that would be real.
Yeah, sure. like the alternate ending to Breaking Bad, but except it would be an alternate beginning to Star Wars.
Yeah.
Where Han Solo travels through space, but he has a broken leg the entire time.
He has a limp and a cane or a crutch now or something.
Yeah, like what does a space cast look like? Is it made out of jelly or something?
I don't know.
And it's probably made out of space jelly. Like most, it's a space, you know, that's how space things work, is it's all of the normal things that we have now.
Just in a gel or movable form.
Yeah, it just has jelly on the beginning of it. Gel.
Well, food, it's dehydrated.
Yeah, that. There are no Dippin' Dots anywhere in Star Wars. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
But that still could mean it's the ice cream of the future, because...
Star Wars takes place a long time
ago.
Yeah.
But I also didn't see Dippin' Dots anywhere in Back to the Future 2. So where does that leave us?
Well, Dippin' Dots hadn't even been thought up yet.
Really? No, really. When did Dippin' Dots? I don't know. And if I Google it, is it Dippin?
I think it's
without
N
a G.
No, I think it's no G at the end.
Okay. Dippin' Dots is a blah blah 1987.
Wow, they're that old.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Not quite Back to the Future 2, I think.
But it doesn't look like blah, 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 blah. I'm looking at. Okay, so they were invented in 1987, but the company wasn't founded until 1995.
Okay.
So I'm guessing company foundation is when...
They became what we know as Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, and you could actually go out and buy them and think of, man, the future's going to be so great when all of our food is shaped like balls.
Or we get to go to space.
Or that. That'd be great, too.
I'd rather take that.
Yeah, I mean, screw your sphere food. I want to go through wormholes and stuff. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need spherical ice cream. No. Like, why was that? They just decided that was going to be the ice cream of the future, didn't they?
I think it's just because it's astronaut ice cream.
But no, it's Okay. It's not actually astronaut ice cream.
Oh, yeah, but I know that. But that's what people think of it as.
But only because this guy said it.
Yeah.
He is infecting our minds and souls, saying, it's astronaut ice cream because I said so. Ding! That's him smiling and a little...
little lens flare on the teeth.
Yep, exactly, because that's...
directed by J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams directs dentist commercials or anything involving people smiling, because that's now his thing, I think we've said this before. People keep making fun of J.J. Abrams for the lens flare thing, yeah. But I think that's because they can't think of anything else to make fun of him for.
That could be. And I will admit, sometimes they are overused. Yeah. I think they're cool when they're used correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Like the space shots, it's cool. It makes sense.
Like, would you say that the space shots in Interstellar had reasonable use of... what is this? What the heck did I do?
I don't know.
I think I'm accidentally... oh, yeah.
It's like you're rewinding or playing two different songs at once.
Yeah, I was playing two songs at once.
What were you playing together?
I was playing the Star Wars theme. Oh. I was still playing. But it
Star
like,
Wars in 2001.
Yeah, but it went past the part where the trumpets are playing, and then it's at the part where the battle's happening on Hoth. So, and then it's like super dramatic and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I should try and resurrect that bit that I was that I was trying to do.
Lens flares and Interstellar. That's what you're saying. Were they effective? Yes.
They were tastefully used.
Yes.
That's what I'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
Which we are in very real danger of launching into another commercial for it.
I know, but
I think it's time.
Okay.
Do you want to see Matthew McConaughey in space? That was a rhetorical question.
Of course you do.
Go see it now. He's not searching for vaginas, like he usually does.
No.
He's searching for deeper knowledge or something.
The future.
It doesn't matter what it's actually about, because it's Christopher Nolan, and you should just watch it.
You get to see a black hole.
For, like, the first time it's ever been realistically portrayed.
Bending light and time.
Like, holy crap, it's bending light. That's what I was saying when I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
It's a personal testimony. 10 out of 10, by all people around the world. The Dalai Lama gives it 2 thumbs up.
Critical reviewers are saying, whoa.
Kim Jong-il even cracked a smile at one point. He still rated it 9 out of 10, but what does he know?
It's only because it didn't launch out of Korea.
It's true. He's not a very good authority on these kind of things. Interstellar.
That works pretty good.
Yeah. That's a good bit.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to keep that music there.
But yeah, no, the black hole thing was really cool.
Tell me people wouldn't love this on stage. Come on.
Oh, yeah. No, they probably would. That's the thing. It'd have to be the right night, though.
That's why you don't want to do it.
No. Yes, I want to stay. I don't want to go mainstream. I want to stay underground.
You want to stay under. You want to be not well known. Because, like, honestly, what would we do?
If no. I don't know.
I would hope nothing would change.
No, definitely. But no, it's just the yeah.
Yeah, it's the weird thing where you continue as normal until somebody calls attention to something, and then you realize, oh man, I've been doing this wrong the whole time. I use my phone weird. Apparently, mm-hmm. Like I just make tiny noises. Like you know how you have a stick, you hold it like a sword. You're gonna make lightsaber noises. That's what you're gonna do. Me, when I use my phone, I just like. Zip. As I'm using it, and it's like you're trying to pretend
it's the Star Trek communicator.
Kind of, yeah, but like I don't even realize that I'm doing it, and people are like, "Why do you make those sounds when you use your phone?" And then I just go, "I don't know."
And then that's what I've always done.
There's no other
how
way.
It's always been.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you do that though? I mean, I should figure out how to just make my phone do that. Really?
Just make little beeps and boops.
But they have to be random noises each time.
Yeah.
There's got to be like a list of 50 different sounds, depending on if you're like scrolling or tapping or whatever you're doing. And I want those to play when I use the phone. So I don't know what I would Google to find that. So if you want to make that for me or tell me where to find that software package, call us at 360-546-9500 because I need to desperately live in a world where everything I do is a pop culture reference. There could be no other way that I could possibly live because that is my identity.
Well, okay, two things I just thought of. Okay. First of all, if we ever did, you know, this show ever did become famous and mainstream, we would have to keep the coming to you live from our bedroom studio thing, even if we were in some big professional studio. I was thinking that would just be great.
Because this is where we're sleeping today.
We got to remember where we came from.
We're back to the roots. Yeah. I mean, well, I changed it a bit for when we're here. Mm-hmm. So,
well, yeah. But
are you saying I should change it back?
No.
I wouldn't mind it.
I don't know. No, because we're not at the bedroom studio anymore, but if we went like some sort of big mainstream thing, then we would have to, you know, go back to where we came from.
I would be willing to keep that the same forever.
Yeah.
What's the other thing?
The second thing I was wondering is if we did become popular mainstream, what would happen if your life, if you became a pop culture reference? If we became a pop culture reference, and then you would literally be living your life as a pop culture reference.
Then, like, my life is complete.
Your head would explode.
Then there's, like, nothing else. Like, if someone recognizes me on the street, then that's how I know.
And then makes a joke of something that we did on the show.
That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah.
That's when someone is going to remember you beyond your own personal consciousness. Like, when you die, someone else is going to remember this thing that you did.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing to have, because isn't that what we want? Is all just a little bit of more immortality to keep extending our name beyond our actual lifespan to make you feel important somehow? Because that's what I want.
To feel important.
That's kind of what I.
Or did that get a little too dark?
Sometimes we get dark here.
Yeah.
Do we?
Eh. So, mostly morbid, but not exactly dark.
No, I mean, but because morbid is funny.
Yeah, can be.
Yeah, I mean, how many episodes ago did I bring up suicide? Like three times?
It was a couple episodes ago.
My bad, everyone. Sorry. Although I had no public outcry about it.
No.
Although I haven't checked the email yet. But maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
Not now, because I'm not going to try and remember the password for that while I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Too much to do at once.
It's not a story of my life.
Too much to do at once?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Without question.
Yeah. Which I'm going to be amazed next week. I don't even know what I'm going to do with all my excess time.
You have time?
I'll have more time.
What?
Because I'll only have to write one lab report instead of three. I'll have less homework to do because midterms just got done. So we're actually going over new stuff that we haven't had homework yet.
I just did midterms like 2 weeks ago.
We're working. They're staggering them. So they're not all in the same week in my classes.
Oh, yeah.
They're not all lining up evenly.
Say that too. Yeah.
They're not all lining up evenly. So they're actually spread out.
Okay.
So I'll have less homework and less lab reports to write, so I'm happy.
Lucky you.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
I have two websites to build and a video to produce.
Fun.
And
speaking of videos, did you ever edit together the Pullman trip?
No.
That's going to be like a Thanksgiving or Christmas break thing.
Maybe. I hope. Christmas break is more likely.
Yeah, Thanksgiving break, we're probably going to have projects or something to work on.
Probably. I'm going to be cutting out at least 2 days of that to go elsewhere and be like, I guess we're gonna go ahead and talk about this thing that we're trying to get away from for a week.
Yeah,
school. So that's what will be happening there. I'm probably just gonna take all those videos and just give them to you guys,
just raw footage.
Yeah, and then you can edit them if you want. I don't care. I mean,
yeah,
I don't. My software isn't that good. Mm. I don't want to pay for better software. No. So,
well, it's better than my software. My software I would use is probably just
Windows Movie Maker.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, mine isn't that much better.
But it doesn't have that stigma of that first word that starts with a W.
Windows. Might as well say. Because
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, you don't necessarily. I mean, this is just the way that you live with computers. It's like you're comfortable where you are.
Pretty much.
I moved beyond because I wanted to know more, and now it's a political thing.
Yeah.
Because NSA, hooray, protecting our country, but not really, because it's hurting our infrastructure of tech. So.
Yeah, but no, honestly, I don't really care that much as long as everything works and I can figure out how to make it work.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to figure out all of the different nitty-gritties as long as I can write a report for school.
I need to be the ghost in the machine. That's my...
Are you sure the ghost isn't just you from the future?
That would be insane.
Yeah.
But it's the machine integration thing.
Yeah.
Like just put me in the hard drive and let me chill out, okay? Because there's no money inside the hard drive. Like, that's the problem with everything. We know that. Money causes all the problems.
Usually.
Mo' money, mo' problems. As some streetwise man once said, more streetwise than I, a rapper, mm-hmm. I mean. But
Cause I'm sure he has more problems than us.
Right. Having to, oh, man.
Deciding, you know, which
pocket to put his gigantic wad of 20s in.
Yeah,
oh,
does he
man.
Want to drive the Ferrari or the Bentley today, you know?
The red one or the blue one? Gucci or something else besides Gucci?
Armani. Let's go with that.
Yeah, okay, because I don't...
I don't really know it much else either.
Don't they make shoes?
Suits? I don't know. They make a lot of stuff. I know Armani makes suits.
Well, you're the suit dude. What is, like...
Not going to pay to have one made.
I know you're not going to pay for one, but I'm saying you should know the...
I know they make really high quality like dress clothes. Other than that, I don't know.
Okay. So what's Gucci Mane? Is that like for middle class people?
See, I think of Gucci, I think of more women's clothes than men's stuff.
Yeah, no.
Or Gucci. More flamboyant men.
Well, I don't think of flamboyant men, but I think of Gucci as like a dude name. So,
well, it is a dude, that I think.
That, well,
I think it's named after the dude that started the company.
Well, I'd be really confused if it wasn't, but I'd get over it pretty quick.
Yeah.
No, it just makes me think dude name, dude clothes.
Mm, like, I can see that.
Because everything's supposed to be like, I'm a truck guy. Ford me is a dude's name. We make trucks, and trucks are for guys. You know. And that's the commercial for Ford. We wrote that.
Not sure how well it'll be received by people, the target audience,
but hey, we're editors of Hollywood, so they gotta take it how it is.
Yeah.
They have no other option. Like that's it. I mean, if you make everything forever, what do you? Oh, and then you know that's supposed to be plugged in.
Yeah, that helps.
Woohoo! It went so smoothly until now. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not, and we want you to, at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links for iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Things you want to say before we shut this shindig down?
Well, I should have mentioned it when we mentioned Back to the Future 2, but Hoverboard's coming September 2015.
Yeah, I can't believe we didn't
I realized it like 20 minutes later.
I bet. If you listen to the last episode, the hoverboards that you've been hearing all about, they don't count. We're waiting for the real thing.
Yeah.
And then
secondly, go see Interstellar now, tonight.
Throw your wallet at the teller gently. Like, just toss it through that opening in the window. And it's like, here you go, let me in.
Give me all the tickets.
Yep. You can keep the cards and everything, too.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm sure Nolan can use those. All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.